Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord for your nation.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is, God is married to the backslider. God is married to the backslider. Our scripture is coming from Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. That's the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter and it reads, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." Let's read that again. "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." O Heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now looking to you as the author and finisher of our faith. Father, there's no other help we know. If we withdraw ourselves from you, where will we go? Father, you are Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. and to God be the glory. And we say thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to see another day. But this is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you bless the message on this afternoon, Father, returning children to your will and to your way, Father God, seeking a better way and turning from their wicked ways and humbling themselves, Father God, that you will hear from heaven and you will be able to heal their land. Father God, we ask that you will bless each listener, each one that will be tuning in. We ask that you bless them one by one, name by name, Father God, and bless them individually in their special situation, Father God. We ask that this word will saturate and penetrate their spirit and will create, Father God, a birthing of blessing of your Holy Spirit and walking in your will and in your way, being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. And fire baptized. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God is married to the backslider. We started the year off talking about marriage and holy living and sanctification. And this is a series. And we have 15 minutes today, and we're down to maybe 10 minutes. But we're going to give God the glory for the time that we have. Marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is to the church. And so Jesus tells us in his word that he is married to the backslider. Well, Isaiah in the 54th chapter, and it's in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, God tells us that he, the Lord, is our maker, is our husband. That's in Isaiah, the 54th chapter. And when you get time, you read the 54th chapter. He tells us that for the Lord, thine creator, thine maker, okay, is your husband. So Jesus has a covenant relationship with us, like we have when we enter a marriage covenant here on earth. And so this is why marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship to the church, because Jesus wants us to prepare ourselves just as a bride prepares herself for her wedding day. Jesus is coming again, and he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready without spot, wrinkle, or blemish or any such thing, who have shunned their evil ways, have turned away from sin and chose life instead of death, and have birthed a new life through Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that we must be not only born again of the water, but of the Spirit. So we have to first, when we come into a covenant with our Father in heaven, we have to go to our Father and ask him in the mighty name of Jesus to deliver us and to save us. We have to ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will save you. You must first believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, then you shall be saved. But to be born, he says, you must be born again. And to be born again, not in your mother's womb, but by the water and of the Spirit, meaning you need to be baptized. Be baptized in who? The name of Jesus, so you can receive his power, the same power that he had when he rose and he got up on the third day after he was buried and shunned on the nail to the cross. And so that's the same power that you can have if you just say, Lord, I surrender my all to thee. I believe in you. I worship you. I praise you. I want to be saved. And now I'm going to go down and have my works go with my faith. And I'm going to serve you in works and in faith and in deed, in believing you and in showing that you are a risen Savior. So I'm going to be baptized in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to receive that power so that I can live right, that I can talk right, that I can act right, and that I can be right. Amen? Amen. And then I'm going to have that Spirit. And then that Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit is going to teach you how to live holy, how to live according to God's word. So today's subject is married to the backslider. So if you have a covenant relationship with the Father and you have backslidden in your relationship or your walk with the Father, he's telling you to return. In Jeremiah, in the 3rd chapter, in the 14th verse, he says, "Turn, O backslidden children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." Amen? Because God wants us to return to him. It's just like a wayward child that leaves home. And the parents are worried, and they don't know where the children has wandered off to. And so then the police, they put out what was known as APB, an all points bulletin, and they're in search for that child. And that's what Jesus is telling us today in these last and evil days. Praise the Lord. He has an APB out on you. An all-points bulletin. And he's saying, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden." He said, "And I will give you rest, rest for your soul." And, you know, he did tell us in the last days, and we see we're living in the last days. He said, "Perilous times would come. Men would become lovers of themselves, proud, haters of God, and despisers of them that would do good." This is the time that we're living in. People do not want to see other people do good. Any and everything goes. They despise you because you want to do right. Well, God said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I want to see him. Jesus invites us to what is called the marriage supper. Amen. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to prepare ourselves, clean our life up, just like a bride cleans herself up and prepares herself. Because we know a man, there's an old cliche, you can't turn a whore into a housewife. No man is going to make a whore a housewife. And Jesus, he doesn't want us whoring around with other gods, worshiping other gods and idols. He is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus is the answer. And he's telling us to return if we had that covenant. Return back home. He'll heal you. He'll heal the brokenness. He'll make you whole. He'll make the crooked path straight. And if you've never had a covenant with him, he stands at the door and he's waiting for you to just knock. He's standing on, waiting on, really, he's waiting on you to just open up the door and let him in and just say, "Father, come into my life. I believe that you have sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on this earth that I might live and have eternal life. I believe, Father God, that you have sent Jesus, your Son, for the remission of my sins. And that, Lord, I can have a new beginning and an everlasting life with you." That's all we have to say. And you can say that today. Each day is a day of a new beginning. And this day is asking us to make our minds up. He's given us a choice. He's asking us to come. Come unto him, all ye labor that are heavy laden. He'll give you rest. We're out of time, and thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Until next Wednesday, we'll be in prayer and in supplication, and we'll be seeking God's will for our life and the lives of others, and to seek prayer, be praying, be mindful to pray for others and to pray for the nation. Amen. And remember, Jesus is, he's the answer. He's waiting, stands at the door, and he's waiting on you to allow him in. So we'll see you. Tune in. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 5:30 on Ministering God's Way. And Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.